celebrate 50 years of Macca's with the custard pie and birthday McFlurry.
Sneak Jess and Ducko, welcome to the podcast.
I've just been shooketh by a meme, boys.
No.
How's this? All right. Somebody once told me the definition of hell. On your last day on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become.
Oh,
you're like lost potential. Oh. Imagine that just shoved in your face on your deathbed.
Everything you didn't do and wanted to do looks at you and says, hey, I'm the person. Says, hey, I'm the perfect version of you.
What you could have become if you had gotten up that little bit extra early, if you had, you know, committed to that hobby.
Less scrolling, maybe.
Yes, if you dedicated more time to this instead of that, it's really freaked me out. I've just shared it on my story and had about 16 people go, why have you put this in my head?
Well, so many people disappoint with themselves. What if the person you are is the person that you always meant to be? You were happy with all the decisions
so you
made.
So you met no one?
Yeah.
Oh!
You were happy with what you made. Now, whether you're achieving or not achieving, those losses and success also helped you in your story. Thus, you didn't need to meet anyone else.
On your deathbed, someone just presents you with a mirror.
Yeah, with you.
You are that person.
Wow, that would be nice. If someone on my deathbed brings me a mirror and says, you're looking at the best person you could have been, I'd be like, absolutely.
And then,
we shouldn't do that anyway.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
Or it could be a case of the exact person who you are, you meet, but then you keep speaking at the same time. Hey, how you going? No, you go. And it just keeps on
and
going.
You get annoyed
and then it would
yourself.
Be hell.
Okay,
yeah, that
okay.
Would be hell.
Keely, you're having a conversation with your person. I thought it was going to walk past with, you know, gold medals or lots of money or, you know, those. But no, you're having a full chat.
Well, trying to.
What's your perfect version of you, though? Like, do you think you know? Like, what you.
Oh, I've just given up so many hobbies in my time.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine the person I could have become.
You'd have been like a ninja warrior.
Would have been like a
meets...
black belt, fluent in Italian, master chef.
Yeah.
You know, nail art expert.
Yeah.
But I've just given up so many of these hobbies, particularly in lockdown. You pick them up and then you drop them straight
away.
But also like sliding doors moment. So I've got an arthritic ankle now, right? As a result of social volleyball, a stupid move where I jumped for a ball that I shouldn't have jumped for in a social volleyball
game. Oh, there's nothing worse.
So useless. And I went through 25 years of competitive contact sport, came away with it pretty scot-free physically, and then hurt myself playing social volleyball, and now I can't run. I always wonder if I could still go back to that moment. What could I have been if that didn't happen?
Yeah, if you didn't do your ankle. I'm the same with my shoulder and touch. I never hurt it in contact rugby or footy. I played all the years and then played touch footy for the Div 4 final. We won, obviously. I jumped over someone, flipped it out, dislocated it really badly. Now it's forever. I can't even sleep on it.
Yeah, I got scratched once in netball.
Did you?
On my nose.
On your nose.
Oh my gosh, how are we not doing a whole spot about this?
Your nose could be better out of all your facial features, but if you didn't get scratched, it would be.
You're going to make me go get rhinoplasty. Now I'm getting conscious nose issues.
Yeah, great idea. Fix a small scratch with some deep incisions.
With a full nose job.
Jess looks at the mirror of the perfect version of her. It's just like full plastic surgery. Just staring.
What I could have become if Angus had, you know, not looked at the credit card statement, you know, that sort of thing.
Got some issues with my living situation, guys.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the situation. We're renting, all right? We're in a 1 year, it's our second year, I think, of our contract. It ends in February next year.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbour, who was a bit weird anyway. He was very quiet to himself.
Yeah.
He's moved out. We didn't even know he left. We just saw people doing the bond clean.
Oh.
I was like, are you guys doing a bond clean? Oh, he's gone. You know, we're like, cool, we're going to get new neighbors. Maybe a young couple.
You might get the three boys. Three 20-year-old boys moving in next door to you too.
So true. Could have a party house, which could also be fun in its own right.
But you can make some best friends forever.
Exactly.
Invite them over for some daiquiris.
Thank you, Gilly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Daiquiris, party house next door. Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Particularly, you know, in the current COVID situation of life, you're spending a lot of time at home.
Maybe
seriously,
you can have some Zoom parties with them just over the fence.
Or you do what I was saying some people do, a little DIY job, cutting a hole out of their fence, making a little bar table, so you're both in your respective backyard, but you've got a little gap
sharing
between
it.
The fence.
Anyway, I thought all of these things. Mm-hmm. And then I met the owner yesterday of the house, who obviously rented out. Got chatting to him as I do, you know, being all nice, talking to him about this, just the lovely street we're on, the house, yada yada. He bought it 20 years ago. And then he told me that they kicked the guy out before him.
Oh.
Him and his wife want to retire in 5 years, and they want to knock this house down and completely rebuild a two-story house.
What is it currently?
One small sort of brick old school house. Yeah, hasn't had any
as
work
their
done.
Sort of like retirement forever
yes.
home.
Yes. A two-story home where their deck would overlook our backyard and look down us. Plus, we've got Pam, remember. Now, Pam barks at the wind if she thinks someone's out there. So if builders are out there working every day, particularly early, and Morgan, my wife, is a shift worker, she's a nurse. So if she's had an overnight or a late-night shift, then comes back and there's tradies the next day.
Oh, my God.
Hammering and sawing and doing all
and
sorts of things.
And the way COVID has impacted the construction industry in terms of getting materials, it's probably going to extend the project out for ages. Mm. They might be able to start but then hit a snag.
Yes.
And then work on something. Oh.
So he started saying that the COVID has slowed down materials. So he's like, well, you know, we're pondering whether we do it now or do we just rent it out. So I was like, oh, mate, renter's market is hot. It is a razor
hot. It is hot.
Right
hot. It 20, is
have
hot.
You seen the 20% growth in Nui with property? If I was you, I would rent it out. You could go this thing for 70, 80 more a week than what you were giving it.
Yes.
Like and he's like, oh, yeah, you reckon? Absolutely. When did you buy this? How much, if you don't mind me asking? Mate, it'd be triple that right now. Just chucking out figures.
Just somehow come out in a blazer and some glasses. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
I did a property course. I get
all the
it.
Numbers. Yeah.
I've got an idea for you to try and help with Pam.
Okay.
You're familiar with the artist Skrillex?
Yeah, I do love a bit of Skrillex.
Yeah, just start playing Skrillex around the house because essentially that's music that sounds like a construction site. Yeah.
A lot of drilling.
A lot of drilling.
Yep.
A lot of banging.
Yeah. Yep. Bangarang. Is that one of Skrillex's songs?
Yeah.
Okay. So get her accustomed to the noise. In case he doesn't listen to your rental advice, the construction starts. She's been weaned into that sort of noise.
Just turn this on every day.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 7 a.m.
100%.
Morning, honey.
Used to it.
Yeah. Pam's just Skrillex again. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Well, next door they're drilling and hammering and doing all sorts of things.
Yeah. Or, you know, two birds drown out the construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pam has used to it. Yeah.
With more construction.
Yeah.
More
and when
construction.
I have people over, I'm like, welcome to our house.
Yeah.
Don't mind the music. All trading. Everything's good.
Have some fun with us, Hit Fam. 13 10 60. Who are you mad? Is your doppelganger, all right? Someone's up in there doing their thing in a public sphere and you're going, damn it, I hate that I look like that person.
Mm.
Because a son over in Baden-Württemberg in Germany.
Ah, das Otto. It's good to be back here.
He's mad, this son, because his father passed away. Obviously, you'd be mad about that situation as is.
Yes.
But he wanted to erect an homage, a statue, a tribute for his late father.
Jeez, that's nice.
That's very nice. In the cemetery. So where the tombstone was, he wanted to erect a statue. Now, this guy's a carpenter. He went, I'm going to carve me dad.
Oh, that's nice.
Out of a piece of wood.
I'm always interested. What age do you choose?
Ooh, this looks like it could have been when the dad, it looks maybe a little bit elderly.
Yeah, okay.
So he went maybe when the father passed away. Unfortunately, though, he's erected it in the cemetery, popped it up there near dad's body. Unfortunately, someone has complained to the council. The council has investigated and forced this man to take down this tribute, this statue, because his dad is a dead ringer for Adolf Hitler.
No, God, please, no.
Down to the facial hair.
No.
He carved out the little mustache.
He has a Chaplin mustache.
He has the little Chaplin mustache.
Why would you have that?
And he also has dad in a soccer jersey. Now, apparently dad was a cashier at his local soccer club.
Yeah.
Good community man.
Yeah.
But he had a little emblem on the side with an 8 and an 8, which was a, you know, important number for the household.
Yeah.
It's the number of the house that he grew up in. It was his soccer number. It was this 88 was a big thing in this guy's life.
88.
88 is code, apparently, for Heil Hitler in the neo-Nazi movement, because H is the 8th letter of the alphabet. So 88 was like code for Heil Hitler, H.
Oh, no.
So
his dad's a dead ringer for Hitler.
On multiple levels, they've gone, you can't have this up. I'm sorry, you're going to have to take it down. So he's popped it up in his backyard. Not the same.
How's that going to be for the neighbours?
Literally, it's not the same. He wants a tribute in
the graveyard.
That's
going to look like he has a shrine of Hitler in his backyard.
Yeah, some neo-Nazi.
Literally, at least at the tombstone, it would have had a name or something, you know, of Edward E. the name, the surnames have been withheld.
To be fair, that's on Edward E. for having a little moustache like that.
I mean,
Hitler, you can't be rocking those.
He passed away in 2013, so surely you should have shaved off the
Anything but the chaplain moustache.
Yeah. Mm.
Especially if you've got a dark brown comb over, like, just.
And in wood, you can't do too many colours. He didn't paint it, so it does look like it's all dark brown or black. And it's unfortunate for this son of this man who is a dead ringer for Adolf Hitler.
Well, I can tell you who I'm mad at for having a lookalike, because I've got a couple. Yeah. One of them, I get told quite frequently that when my hair grows out a little bit, I look like Marv from Home Alone.
How many fingers am I holding up, Marv? Eight.
Yeah.
Very good. You are a Marv.
I am a bit of Marv. And then the other one is, and it's really important to get the adjective here. Yeah. You're right over there, Ducko.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, that was just a good audio grab not Marv.
I mean, it was more Harry than Marv, but I mean.
Yeah, the tall guy with the curly hair.
You do look a lot like him.
Not the mastermind of breaking into Kevin's house, the other guy.
Yeah. And then the other person I was told by a girl, before she even said nice to meet you after she was introduced, she said, you look like Heath Ledger, but not in an attractive way. So I don't look like Heath Ledger so much as I do an ugly Heath Ledger.
Okay, you don't want to look like that. You're mad about it.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Ugly Heath Ledger's not too bad. I mean, it's better than what I get. You guys know I get Grant Denyer all the time.
You do. You even brought it up with Grant.
Yeah, we did, and this is what happened.
I'm looking at it now, and you know what? You're a delicious-looking human.
He thought I was sexy. Doesn't matter. That's beside the point, Grant. We both look the same.
Exactly.
Okay?
And you're mad about it.
Even went to dinner the night with, remember we went with Shawnee B and his partner? And she's like, has anyone ever told you like Grant Denyer? Straight away. Way to make me hate you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too.
Joking.
I've got to go to the bathroom. At my house.
Goodbye. So 131060 Hit Family, we are asking, who are you mad is your doppelganger? Who are you mad that looks like you? You don't look like them. They look like you.
Yeah.
And you're mad about it.
131060, give us a call. Remember, you got some money to spend. $500 to spend at Charlestown Square for a Call of Fame caller. We'll do it after Lady Gaga on Hit 106.9.
Cody and Eleanor Vale. Who you mad is your lookalike?
My sister.
Oh.
Fair enough.
You're twins or you just look alike?
No, we just look alike.
Yeah,
She's done some stuff in her days and it's not nice walking around.
Have you popped some backlash because people have thought you're your sister?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Righto. That's interesting. Well, people come like asking for money, Cody, or wanting like revenge.
Throwing milkshakes on you in
public.
Revenge is a big one. A lot of, she's done a lot of regretful things that I got a lot of blame for.
Okay. Good morning to your sister.
Oh, my goodness, Cody.
Yeah, right.
Fair enough, you're mad about it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like her.
Wow.
Quentin in Walls, and who are you mad that is your lookalike?
Buddy, Steve-O from Jackass.
Not the most upstanding of citizens.
Nah, not really.
He's done some silly stuff.
He's got a tattoo of himself on his back.
Yeah, and that's what everyone resembles me as. They always get me to put the thumbs up.
Yeah, the thumbs up tattoo.
Gotcha.
New Jackass coming out, mate. You're going to get so many more of these in the coming weeks.
No, mate, I should be famous soon.
Yeah. Have you got the dignified grey hair that Steve-O's got now?
I've got a little bit at the front, but not as many as him.
Okay. We're working towards it. Yeah. Got to keep up the doppelganger title.
Yeah, I can't tell if looking like Steve-O is a compliment or an insult, you know.
I feel like you'd be mad about that one.
But looking like Cody's sister.
Jesus.
Don't be saying that.
Tough times.
Yeah. Seriously.
She sounds like, done a few things in her time.
Mm-hmm. Cody's copying it.
A couple of wanted posters out.
Cody's sister, how dare you? You know what I mean?
Get it together.
Pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together for the sake of your sister.
Yeah. Cody doesn't like it.
She doesn't.
Yeah, start doing some good deeds, Cody's sister.
Yeah.
Turn around, then people can start complimenting Cody.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks so much for donating a trailer to a kid's book fair,
Was the trailer full of books, or is it just an empty trailer to maybe transport
the
books?
And why the book fair? Is it COVID safe?
Full of books, and it had been deep cleaned.
Okay.
I'm not a big believer in ghosts and curses and all that kind of stuff, right?
Shh, the universe will hear you.
Yeah, don't say that.
No.
Don't pee off the universe.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, I was once told by a medium that, I don't receive any messages from ghosts because I'm not open to it.
Yeah, you got to be open.
You got to be open.
Open your brain.
I'm like, great. I don't really want to contact ghosts.
What?
Kind of pretty spooky.
Surely you have an uncle or a granddad that you want to talk to or a...
What about Tordy or Tangles?
Yeah. Or what about
what are they dead say now?
Who ran the cactus farm? Nick's Pricks.
Oh, my granddad, Dick.
Yeah, Dick's Bricks. That's who it was. I knew I was close. Dick, you got to contact Dick again to tell him how his cactus farm's going.
That's true. It is still going in Bendigo.
No, because then he's going to haunt him because Nick did not take up the cacti tradition.
He didn't go from Dick's Bricks to Nick's Bricks.
Of the Gill family.
Maybe so. I didn't take it up because he's been trying to contact me for ages.
Oh, right.
My third eye's been closed or whatever it is.
Yeah. Nobody's home, Uncle Dick. Yeah. Grandpa Dick.
Grandpa Dick.
Sorry,
yeah.
Grandpa.
Dad's dad. Dad's dad, Dick.
Yeah.
Well, actually, funny family story, just quick aside.
Okay.
So Ed is the name of my dad, right? Yeah. And Dick is his father.
Yeah.
Ed so we used to always say Dick Ed's dad.
Dick Ed's dad.
Classic Gil gear.
Anyhow.
Mate, that would have slayed at Gil family Christmas.
Wouldn't it have gone down well?
Can you imagine?
Pass the turkey, Dick Ed's dad.
It's a mic drop moment every time.
I can imagine. Would never get old.
Anyway, I still believe that maybe I am cursed about one thing. Because you might remember we did a phone topic 3.5 months ago, I think, about what you're cursed about because yet another one of our holidays.
Good holiday music. It's getting you in the zone.
Yeah.
Because we're off next week. We're 1 week
full disclosure, we are having a week holiday.
Yeah. And it was cursed last time. We tried to go to an NRMA holiday park.
Oh, God, the Isthmus.
The Isthmus.
The Isthmus. And it got flooded out and we had to come home because the place was flooded.
And the sassy cop on the Isthmus telling you the Isthmus was flooded. You're like, I know.
I know. That's why we're stuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just want to quickly list
that
my...
That was back before our my bucks and our hens. That was that long ago. That was March.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to list what's happened in the last 4 years. Mm. And can I just say that we've only had one weekend away that was successful, my wife and I. All right. So we had our honeymoon was ruined by pregnancy sickness.
Oh, yeah.
And then shortly after we
just
going
to skip
kids.
Over the fact he still went on the honeymoon without the pregnant wife.
For
him. That's all right.
But
keep going. It's a long list.
Oh, sure
it
wasn't. Oh, I was skiing with some friends getting loose. It wasn't the same, darling.
Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah. What was me?
6 months later, I was supposed to go to one of my best mate's weddings in Fiji. It was going to be a week-long trip, all booked. Yeah. Harriet needed surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after, we were supposed to go to Melbourne in 2018.
Right.
For New Year's, going to be fun. Harriet needed surgery again. And then we had Barrington Tops. We were going to go away for a weekend away, taken away by COVID. Melbourne 2020, we were supposed to go, but we'd gone to a restaurant which turned out afterwards to be a hotspot, so we weren't allowed to get into Melbourne.
No travel. We tried
to go to Stroud for a weekend away.
Everything was
organised just a few months ago. Flooded out. My dad's 70th last year. He'd organised and paid for everything, including a nanny for the long weekend in the Gold Coast. It was taken over by COVID. And then, guys, Bannisters, last weekend, we were going to have a nice weekend away. Georgette and I organised a nanny for the first time ever. She was sick for one day, had to get swabbed, couldn't come on the weekend. So we had to go with the kids, which was still fun, still great.
But it wasn't
the weekend away that
wanted.
We had.
You know, the kids there were having lobster at Bannisters.
100%. Yeah. You can't have a sexy bubble bath with the children there.
He's not making a baby with the babies there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know what, Gilly?
Go on.
I was going to say, you've said you're cursed. This has all been in the last 4 years.
Mm.
How old are the twins?
Four.
Are they the curse?
They're the holiday curse.
This all started
with the honeymoon.
It all started with the pregnancy
it
of
did.
The twins.
Yeah.
Okay. It all went south from there.
It all has gone south since. Are they the curse?
I don't know. Because there's one final piece of the puzzle.
Mm.
We were supposed to go away. And since the end of last year, my best mate lives in Darwin with his wife
That's
and children.
Right.
Yes.
And we have been booking this. We've organised a four-wheel drive tour.
Off there, you've been talking about it to us for a long time.
A long time.
You've been very excited to see Ferg.
I haven't seen my best mate for years
because
he's in Darwin. I'm in Newcastle. It's very hard for us with kids to be able to move and see each other. It's a massive trip. We had a 7-hour layover in between with 2 4-year-olds. And because of COVID, you're not allowed to leave the airport. So 2-hour flight, 7 hours in an airport with 2 4-year-olds at 1 a.m. in the morning.
But you were going to put up with it.
We were going to put up with it and do it. And then Brisbane locked its borders to New South Wales. But it was fine because for some reason the Brisbane airport is federal land. And as long as you're transiting through and don't leave the airport, you can still get to NT. And then 5 days away from our trip yesterday, the Northern Territory has closed its borders to New South Wales. And an 11th holiday has fallen. I don't know what to do. Should we stop booking stuff?
I think you need to stop booking stuff. Yeah. Until the children are 18, 19 and can look after themselves, you're raising them well, maybe a bit younger. You can leave them alone before then. I think it's them.
Yeah, I think it is them. I think you've got to get rid of them, hand them back or something.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a cat idea before.
Yes, 11 holidays.
That's wild.
Cancelled.
Yeah. It was 9 and it sounded bad, and then 2 in the last 2 weeks.
You need to open up your door to the ghost.
You do.
Because something is going on that you need messages from the other side.
You know, maybe stop using the term holiday and getting so excited. Maybe just, you know, use the term having a break.
Yep, yep. Open that third eye.
Yeah.
Talk to the ghost of Grandpa Dick.
Okay.
And get him to find out what's going on.
You know what?
I've got it. I know what you need to do.
Yeah.
I've got it. Because your granddad used to own the cactus farm, Dick's Pricks. You need to holiday to Dick's Pricks. Where was
Definitely
it?
Definitely wasn't called that, but yeah.
Where was
I was
it?
In Bendigo.
You need to holiday. Where else would you rather go? Holiday to Bendigo to see Dick's Pricks, and that won't get cancelled.
Oh, my God. We've... Make reparations.
Exactly.
You've got to go back to the site where the crime was committed.
Yes.
If what? Dick is the one if controlling Dick, all this.
Why is Dick cancelling my holiday?
Look, that or your kids, mate.
He owns
you decide.
The cactus farm, bro.
Yeah, if you've missed it so far, there are some games going on in Tokyo at the moment with very professional athletes. This is not that.
No.
This is everybody gets a chance at glory, no matter how average your ability is. And we created some nations which you could have represented. Myself, the president of the United States of Geriatrica for the oldies.
Yes.
The general of Mini Dad and Small Bago is Ducko. And the dictator of Italy, the carb lovers, is Jessica Farchione.
And we were fueled by some pizza that was delivered to our course yesterday and took out the thong relay. But today was more artistic, to say the least.
Yeah.
It was the stick horsey dressage, where one representative from each of our nations had the stick between their legs and had to perform a 2-minute dressage routine.
It was open to interpretation.
Oh, very much open to interpretation. They had chosen the tune of their choice.
Yeah.
And had to present in such a way to our judge.
That's right. And so here it is, day two. The medal tally at the moment, Italy is with 1 gold.
Cheetily.
Mini Dad and Small Bago with 1
Mate,
silver.
Take it up with Jerry.
And very recently, United States of Geriatrica just received their bronze as they crossed the line.
Yes, yes.
So let's go down to the stick horse dressage and see how day two goes.
Hello and welcome back to Nick, Jess and Ducko's Average Athlete Games, where sporting immortality can be achieved with limited, if any, preparation. Today, we take you to the horse dressage event.
Give him hell in there. Give him hell in there.
Mini Dad and Small Bago will take to the course first. A respectful kneel to the head judge. Great to see the tradition of the sport being upheld by Mini Dad and Tobago. Then he's away. A clean triple aerial trot spin to begin. The judges will like that. And he's followed that up with a very nice hurdle clearance. But approaching the next jump, oh no. The horse appears to have been spooked and the rider is dead. But wait, it's the Titanic choreography as his teammates throw him a life raft just like Jack and Rose on that door in the freezing ocean. Oh, that will score well. Italy up next. The competitor gives the head judge a bow and takes off into his routine, which, well, this is disappointing. A trot better suited to the stage of the crazy horse, not the horse dressage event of the Average Athlete Games. This is in poor taste. The look on the head horse judge's face says it all. I think we can expect a disqualification here. And yes, we have one. Italy disqualified. Just one team remaining, the United States of Geriatrica. The competitor enters the arena, bows to the judge, helmet removed, a very nice touch. And she's off. The two-footed flare foot jump over the first hurdle, straight into a bit of do-si-do side-to-side work, and the hokey-pokey sideways step over for the next hurdle. But now the helmet's off, the hair is out, before finishing up with the dying cockroach on the back manoeuvre.
I've written down here, OMG, OMG, OMG.
OMG, one of the highest technical terms of praise you can receive in the sport of horse dressage. Time to go to the judge's decision.
Italy, I have called the RSPCA because horse-rider relationship is one of concern.
Who will take home gold for the horse dressage and who will be left to salt lick their wounds?
Mini Dad and Small Bago.
It's gold to Mini Dad and Small Bago. The Titanic choreography gets them over the line. Silver to the United States of Geriatrica and a disgraceful bronze to Italy. We'll see you next time on the Average Athlete Games.
Yeah, Mini Dad and Small Bago.
With a heart-wrenching Titanic choreographed routine from Luke on the stick dressage for Mini Dad and
Boy
Small Bago.
Did us proud. He got him, you know, him and that horse were one. Mm. We'd had a big motivational talk beforehand. The team had all come together.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all come together to discuss how we're going to make it like the Titanic. The video's going to be out tonight.
Mm. Yeah.
We threw the iceberg in. He was the horse that hit the iceberg, and he
and
saved
then you
the horse.
You threw the door.
Yeah, we threw the door.
There's a lot of props and. Yeah. And it was wonderful to watch. I would argue that Shane, the Italian representative, was also one with his horse.
He was definitely one with his horse. A lot of gyrating.
A lot of
which
gyrating.
Is why I got disqualified.
He chose Pony by Genuine.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of thrusting on that horse.
Yeah.
It was all thrusting.
All he did was thrust.
Yeah.
Him and that horse. No wonder the RSPCA got called.
It was just 45 seconds of thrusting.
Shane won the dad bod competition at the Crown and Anchor last year.
Yeah.
And that was the routine he won it with. And he thought, I got this in the bag.
Dad bod's horse riding.
Unfortunately, wasn't translatable, those two skills.
He just added a stick horse to his dad bod routine.
Brilliant. Yeah. So there we go.
Congratulations,
thank
mate.
Thank you.
Well
yes,
done.
Congratulations.
Obviously, it's our anthem in the background. Not confusingly playing at all.
No.
Yeah. Then I promise you won't like us when we're angry. Mini Dad. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Feels good to be back in the winner's circle.
That's good. Well, things are interesting now. I mean, things are interesting. A couple of golds floating around.
Yeah. Nick, your team's still yet to get one.
That's all right. Two more events to go.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Silver, it's a more classic look.
Yeah.
Yes, it goes well with your wrinkly, leathery skin.